It's time for another episode of NHPR's Ask Sam with our own Sam Evans Brown.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
But I don't know. Ask Sam.
This one's a fun one. You're going to like it.
All right.
Hi, Sam. This is David Lyons from Dearborn, Michigan. It's springtime. We can see the grass now, and it's even starting to grow a little bit. And I'm wondering why I'm seeing these circles of growth of greener grass than the rest of the field or the lawn or wherever it is. I'll send a picture, but they're about 6 feet, 4 feet and across maybe, but it's just a ring of really green growth. It looks very fertile, but it's a circle. Why does this happen?
Well, that's simple. The dog just hasn't found that spot yet, right?
So I'm just going to slide into your DMs here. If you check your email, I just sent you the photo that our listener sent in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is strange. Well, that's obviously an alien crop circle, Sam.
I knew you were going to say aliens. I knew you were going to go straight to aliens.
It's incontrovertible. I mean, that is an alien crop circle right there. We solved it. I mean, we are not alone.
To describe what the listener has sent in, it is literally a perfectly circular ring of green grass, and it's not green all the way through. It's like an O. It's like a giant green spaghetti-O. So I knew that you were going to reach for aliens, but I'm going to tell you right at the top here, there is, you know, a supernatural explanation here, Rick, but it's not aliens, it's fairies.
Oh, I see. Aliens aren't real, but fairies? Okay. All right, Sam.
This one was explained to me by Peter Landscoot, who is an extension specialist at Penn State, which has a turf studies major.
These rings have been appearing in lawns and pastures for millennia. And periodically, they will produce mushrooms or toadstools. And so the lore is that there were fairies dancing around and they left the mushroom behind.
Not crop circles. It's an underground fungus.
Okay.
There's a fungus growing under the grass. It's about 3 or 4 inches down. And what you're seeing is, you know, the fungus sort of starts at a central point and then starts to spread outward year by year. So they get bigger each year. They survive from year to year. There are some in France that people think are like 400 years old and are almost a half a mile in diameter.
No kidding.
And as it goes, it's eating and digesting organic matter under the soil. And the byproduct, sort of the waste of that fungus eating action, is nitrogen, which, if you've ever been to the lawn garden center, nitrogen is essentially fertilizer, and so the grass greens up.
No kidding. Do these only appear in grassy areas, or does this fungus grow in the forest floor or other environments?
They can grow in the woods, too. They're harder to spot in the woods because you don't get that, like, perfectly green circle. In the woods, you tend to see them when they shoot up, you know, the sexy bit, the reproductive part of the fungus, which is the mushroom.
If that's a sexy bit for you, okay. Whatever works for you, Sam.
That's how they reproduce.
And they appear in rings. And sometimes they will appear very quickly, like overnight, almost maybe a day or two for them to form. And in ancient times, I suppose that was something that really baffled people.
So there is a ton of folklore about these. They're called fairy rings. And throughout their native range, which is Europe and North America, there are all sorts of explanations for where they come from, many of which I'm pretty unqualified to speak about. But just as a survey, you know, portals to other worlds, dancing elves, dancing buffaloes, dragons, which honestly, if you don't have access to a microscope, seem like all pretty good explanations to me.
Well, again, that all pales to the theory for aliens, but that's fine. you can believe what you like. Well, there you go. We've learned something else about the natural world, as we always do with Ask Sam. And Sam, if a listener wants to get their question on, if they've noticed something, supernatural phenomena or not, they can ask you how.
The number is 844-GO-OTTER, where you can leave your question as a voicemail, or as always, as this listener did, you can record yourself on your phone in voice memos and send it to outsideIn@nhpr.org.
And we love that because we want to hear your voice asking Sam the question. Hey, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
This is Morning Edition on NHPR.